Jim, ice cream extraordinaire Haagen-Dazs, they have come up with a way to help 57% of Aussie parents who have said they need to hide sweet treats from their kids so they don't get eaten. And the thing they've come up with is a Trojan bag of peas, specifically designed to disguise ice cream in the freezer as peas. But actually, inside this, you can fit a whole tub of ice cream. So when kids go searching for the ice cream or for the sweet treats that mum and dad have hidden, all they see is a bag of peas and they don't touch it, therefore protecting the peas. Oh, protecting the ice cream. Or you could put peas inside. It would also protect the peas, I guess.
Well, it would protect the peas if it says
they're not touching
peas
the peas
inside.
Anyway.
If you're after peas, you're going after the peas. I think it protects the peas.
It doesn't protect the peas, guys. Protects the sweet treats.
Unless you're putting the peas in the ice cream and then, I don't know.
Pea ice cream.
I love this. So the idea is you chuck your ice cream in the pea bag.
Yeah.
And there's ice cream in it, not peas. Now, I must confess, this just feels like, I know it's to hide it from the kids, but to me it sounds like it's to hide it from men, from males everywhere.
Hiding it from everybody, really.
Well, no, I'm saying men, I'm saying males, because we're idiots. And the one thing I know about the species of men is our looking for things is just opening a door or a drawer, looking at it. Don't move anything. If you can't see it, it's not there.
So there's no feel, there's no moving stuff around. It's one glance, that's peas, I'm not touching it.
I open the fridge, look in, can't find what I'm looking for. Yeah. If I'm looking for a tool, I'll open the toolbox, I won't dig through it. Women, on the other hand, are amazing. They're my favourite thing in the world. They will look high and low, and they're great. I could go on all day about them.
It's called a boy look, really, what we do is called a boy look.
My mum used to say that as a kid. She's like, now, did you have a look? Or did you have a boy look?
My mum will find stuff in my house and she doesn't even live here. You know what I mean? Like, if I can't find something in my room, I'll be like, Mum, I can't find this. I must have left it somewhere else. And she goes, all right, let me have a look. How about you have a look in your cupboard? How about you look at it? And she'll find it. I'm like, you've never even been here.
The one thing I will say I can leave like a pair of shoes or something somewhere and I'll find them, but my mum was always, everything had a home.
Yeah, always, you know, always, and they know.
Everything has to be in a certain place.
And they'll always put it back in the home and they know exactly where it is.
And that's why I can't find anything, because I don't want to open or look through anything. So I do love this, but again, I think it's more for like young boys, middle-aged men and old men, all men.
Well, a lot of parents out there, they're constantly hiding treats. I know my parents used to hide treats from me all the time, their chocolate and their lollies. Sometimes my girlfriend has to hide treats from me, I have to hide treats from her, because if they're out in the open, then they're free for all, really, aren't they?
Yeah.
They can just be attacked.
I'm not a... my parents didn't do that. My mum wasn't like that, though. My mum was the opposite. She was fatting me up.
another chocolate.
Yeah. Do you want me to cook you some more jam drops? Mum used to bake so much. So, I didn't have a lot of this as a kid. So, I didn't go looking for things.
Yeah. So, 131060, jump on the phones right now. Parents of Hobart, give us a buzz. Do you hide your sweet treats? Maybe it's from your kids. Maybe it's from your partner. Whatever it is, 131060. We want to know. Do you hide your sweet treats? Jimmy, just asked a question, 131060. Do you hide sweet treats from your kids, from your partner, from somebody else in your house? This is after Haagen-Dazs, the ice cream extraordinaire. They have created what they're calling a bag of Trojan peas designed to help disguise ice cream in the freezer so people can't find it.
Didn't get a chance to ask this before. Ice cream extraordinaire, is this a self-appointed title by Haagen-Dazs?
No, I put that in there.
Never had Haagen-Dazs.
You never had a Haagen-Dazs? Oh, it's good. It's not quite Ben & Jerry's.
But, you know, what is my favourite thing?
You love ice cream. That surprises me that you haven't had it.
I've nearly had every ice cream ever.
It's also quite big in the States. And you lived in the States for a bit.
Didn't see it in the States at all.
Yeah, wow. That's nuts. Well, you've got to get you some Haagen-Dazs.
I think I'm not... Nah.
You don't need it? I just thought it was an ice cream extraordinaire. You'd like to try all of it.
Yeah, but what did you call this?
Ice cream extraordinaire.
Haagen-Dazs. Have you had a Haagen-Dazs?
Yeah, I've had plenty of Haagen-Dazs.
And you think it's that good that you're giving it the ice cream extraordinaire title?
Yeah, well, I blow up everybody's tyres. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's anything, yeah. That's true.
All right, let's go to Paul from Lauderdale. G'day, Paul. How are you, mate?
Good, guys. Yourself?
We're going all right, Paul. Is there someone in your house that hides sweet treats?
All of us.
All of you do. Okay. So...
Is everyone hiding it from each other, Paul?
Well, they are. Yes, they do.
Right. What sweet treats do you hide, Paul, and who do you hide it from?
My favourites are the Jarralee Choc Orange Balls and the Choc Mint Balls. And I hide them from my wife, and I hide them from the children. And I even hid them so well the other day that I forgot where I hid them, and then I found them, so I ate them all at once.
Okay, so where, I mean, I don't want to reveal too many of your hiding spots, but where have you hid them in the past so no one else finds them, Paul?
I've hid them in the storage containers in the pantry.
Nice, clever.
I've taken them out of the bag and put them in the shelf of the fridge so they're down below the level of the fridge so you can't see them, and that's where I found them last time.
Right.
So is your wife hiding things from you as well?
She's much better with restraint than I am, so she'll actually just leave them out for me and then just tempt me with them.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah. So what
and
happens,
then to work I out mean, how many I've had.
Have you ever thought of being real creative with hiding spots, Paul? You know, creating like a false door or putting them in the roof or out the back in the shed or anything like that before, Paul?
I did have a stash in the garage for a little while when we did a little bit of COVID hoarding. Yes, that was quite convenient.
COVID hoarding. Why go out to the garage? No, I'm just doing the lawns again.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.